Well, hey, everybody. Today in our online service, we're looking at a very important story that comes to us in the Gospel of Matthew after the birth of Jesus. And in this story, we're taking a look at what it means to pay attention to who the gift giver is and why that's important for us as we seek to be the people that God wants us to be. Well, in the aftermath of the Christmas season, we are still dealing with the gifts that we are given at Christmas time. From the wonderful people that love us and some of the people that like us, and sometimes we even get gifts from people that maybe aren't our favorites or we're not their favorites, we have another season of gifts dealing with, which is the return season, or the exchange season, or the using of the gift cards that somebody gave to you. And even in this season, we need to remember that it is more blessed to give than it is to receive, but we also can't lose sight of the fact that it's the giver that is more important than the gift. I feel like these are things that we are taught starting in kindergarten or even younger, but we need reminders about these things. Now, if we lose sight of the fact that the giver is more important than the gift, we also lose sight of one of the most important moments in the life of Jesus, or at least as we hear about it in the Gospel of Matthew. In this story, Jesus, as we know, is giving gifts, three very special gifts, and three very special gifts that might be the most famous gifts of all time. And when we forget that there are special givers behind the gift, we miss part of the importance of this story. Now, as you probably have gathered, maybe you've heard this story before, or maybe you haven't, I'm talking about the gifts of the Magi. There are three gifts recorded in the Gospel of Matthew that are given to the family of Jesus, in particular, gifts that are given to Mary and Joseph, the parents of Jesus. And he's given gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now, these are very precious gifts, and because there are three gifts, we assume there are three wise men. They are not necessarily kings, as the famous song would tell us, but we know that they give three important gifts. Now, it's really easy here to get distracted by the particular gifts and miss the givers. But when you were hearing about these gifts, if you were around when the Gospel of Matthew was first being written or first being told out loud, you would have not missed that these particular givers were who they were. Now, it says in the story that they came from the east, which means that they were not from the area of Israel and Palestine where Jesus was born. It says that they came from the east because they saw the rising of the star. Now, they're called Magi, which means that they're also from out of town and considered to be astrologers or astronomers. So, at best, they are scientists. At worst, they are sort of like the average astrologer of our world today. Now, we'll just leave that for aside, but let's just remember that these are the people that are chosen to be the ones who bring to give gifts to Jesus. And what this means is that they play a special role, and it means that God cares about them. Now, this sounds pretty normal to us because we often think of God's love being big and God's love having no boundaries, but back then, people thought God's love had boundaries. People thought that God's love was limited to the people that they loved, the people that they liked. Now, that might sound familiar a little bit as an aside, but back then, the original hearers of the Gospel of Jesus, the people that were hearing these stories about his birth, would have heard that these three men from Babylon, we think, were coming to give Jesus gifts, which means these three people were favored by God, or even loved by God, appreciated by God. And that would have been earth-shattering to them. Because what it meant was that God could love somebody that they thought nobody could love. And if God could love somebody that nobody could love, and if those people could give gifts to Jesus, this was world-changing to them. This really changed the way they perceived God's relationship with all people. Because what it meant was that Jesus came to us to be the Messiah, to be the Savior for all people. And this is underscored by the fact that these gift givers were people that no one thought God could love. Now, what this means for us as we hear this story is that we can't get distracted by the gifts. We can't get distracted by the cutesy song. We can't get distracted so much so that we forget about the givers. Because if we forget about the givers, we might forget that God loved them. And because of this, we need to remember that if God loved them, and if God could love people that we can't believe anyone could love, then we need to try to love people like this too. Now, for many of us in our day-to-day, we aren't going to struggle to come up with a few people in our life that we might think are hard to love. And there are people in our lives that if you are in a rough relationship, if you're in a place where there are people that are hurting you, we're not talking about them. But there are people that are really in our lives that we might struggle to believe that God could love. We might struggle to believe that God loves ourselves. That's a whole other thing. But as we hear this story of the visit of the wise men to Jesus, I want to narrow in on that reality, that these men were people that people believed no one could love, but we see that God loves them through their interaction, which means we too need to strive to love people that we don't think we could love. So this is a challenge for us as we think about what it means to have these people in our lives. Maybe they gave you a gift this Christmas. Maybe you have a strained relationship with your brother, with your sister, one of your parents, maybe an aunt and uncle, maybe a grandma, a grandpa. Maybe there's a coworker. Maybe there's somebody in a place where you go to eat all the time. I don't know where it is, but I'm guessing there's somebody that if you're honest with yourself, you are surprised that God could love them because they're rude, because they're angry, because they vote different from you, because they live different from you, because any number of reasons why. But the truth is that God loves them and God loves you. And because God loved you first, God wants you to try to love others as best you can. It would be really easy in the hustle and bustle of the post-Christmas season, when we're dealing with the gifts of the Christmas season, that we could lose sight of the people in our lives. So maybe as you're dealing with one of these gifts that you have to return, exchange, or using one of those gift cards, or even one of those annoying Visa gift cards that nobody knows how to really use, and you're always grateful when the clerk at the store actually gets it to work, yeah, real problems, right? Maybe when one of those moments happens, you can pause and remember these special gifts that Jesus was given. But don't stop there. Remember the givers of those gifts, and remember that they were people that no one believed God could love. And the truth is that God loved them so much. And the truth is that God continues to love people that no one believes God can love. And if God can love them, then you can too. Would you please pray with me? God, we thank you for this special season that you have given to us. And we are so grateful that you have blessed us with the chance to celebrate again the coming of your Son. We thank you for the birth of Jesus. But God, we also remember that you are with us as we go into our daily lives. And we ask that you help us to be people who remember that you love all people. That you love people that we believe no one can love. And help us be inspired by that love, so we might extend love to them as well. You love them. You love us. Help us to love these people that might be hard to love in our lives.